San Mona. Hello guys, what's up? This is your girl, Woman 20. Alright, I'll start in 20. What's going on?
Question number one.
Yes, sir.
What inspired you to write Nkulunkulu Munye?
The Holy Spirit inspired me.
Question number two.
Yeah.
Which province do you enjoy performing in the most?
Well, KZN. I love KZN. I love him songs. Yeah.
Okay. How did you come up with the concept of My Worship Is My Weapon? Because it is an album, but also it's a show.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a very different concept that I have not yet experienced or seen before. But it is, number one, unique. Mm-hmm. Number two, creative. Number three, it is inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So how did you come up with that?
Whatever concept? It is that I come up with, I think it is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Because every circumstance that I go through, He gives me something to say. So I said My Worship Is My Weapon because I understood the scripture of Psalms 91 that says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. So whatever it is that I came up with, or I do come up with, is inspired by the Holy Spirit, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, question... What question are we in?
Sigubi.
Moyengwele. Osvezele.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what do you hope to achieve with your talk show, Pola?
Yeah. People must be saved. The Bible says, into the four corners of the world, go ye and preach my gospel. But this time around, it's a different concept because it has to do with people have to heal, one. People have to conquer. And people, when people pray, they have to pray knowing that they are healed inside. So, which is something that we hardly do at churches, because most of the time we just get into church and we sing and then we go. But this time around, we just have to find a concept that says, "Hey, I'm broken. Hey, this hurts. Ouch. So we need to find a way." As in churches and as pastors and ministers to actually counsel people before they even speak in tongues, because we need to talk. People are broken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what is your next big show or a show that you are looking forward to next?
Man, I have three shows. What do you mean? I have three shows that I'm looking forward to. Actually, the three of them. So, but the major one is definitely on the 30th of August in where? Can't you go to Glenda or Hill?
Delmas.
Delmas, definitely in Delmas. So we are doing a show at Delmas. In Bumala, is it Bumala?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we're calling all people to come. I love you guys and I can't wait to see you. So I'm looking forward to that one.
So where can people get the tickets?
They can get the tickets at CompuTickets. And also just follow me on Instagram, Mbomim20, Facebook, Mbomim20, and also on TikTok, Mbomim20. Just follow the bio. The links are there. And all the posters for the upcoming shows are definitely there. Please, guys, come.
In numbers. That was amazing. So can you leave us with inspirational words or maybe a word of the day to anyone who loves you, to anyone who follows your music, to anyone who is actually hurting? Because I think your motto or your drive is to heal people.
Yeah.
It is to make sure they are saved.
Yeah.
And also to rejuvenate their soul.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what are the words you can leave them with?
I've been reading the scripture of John 4:24. I love John 4:24. That's my favorite scripture. The Bible says, the time is coming, the time is now, which we worship, I shall worship the Father in truth and in spirit. So I'm saying to you, regardless of the circumstance that you're facing, regardless of the pain that you face, don't forget to read the word of God that will comfort you. And please, you are important. You are beautiful. You are unique. And just love yourself.
Okay. Yeah,
that's that.
You can close with the song, with the hymn.
Ooh.
There we go.